KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South Africa leads the United Nations list for sexual exploitation and abuse in peacekeeping operations. The UN has revealed that there have been over 700 paternity claims against troops around the world since 2006, with 85% linked to military peacekeepers. Of these, 111 were claimed against South African soldiers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on member states to address paternity and child support issues.
The children born as a result too often face poverty, stigma, and insecurity. The United Nations is committed to making this a reality, but we cannot do it alone. We count on member states to take action where their nationals are involved, by moving faster to resolve paternity claims, by holding perpetrators to account.
The South African government says it will work with the UN to resolve the claims. A man's in a critical condition after falling from a roof in an industrial area in the south of Durban. Gareth Jemison of Airless Paramedics says they've been told the victim has been working on the site in Winkelspruit.
He fell through, coming to rest about two stories below. The Mercy Services aeromedical helicopter has been activated to rapidly transport the critically injured man through to the hospital in the Durban area for the further care that he requires.
Members of the Northwest Provincial Legislature are monitoring the rescue of illegal miners who've been underground for weeks at an abandoned mine in Stilfontein. While police assessments are still underway, more than 1,400 miners have surfaced so far. While it was initially reported they were trapped, the SAP says these Amazamas have in fact chosen to stay underground as they fear arrest on resurfacing. The Northwest Community Safety Portfolio Committee's Freddy Sonakile says discussions are ongoing about preventing similar incidents in the future.
As to the people and all other rights organizations that are here to provide food, it is within their space to can do that, but they must do that within the pyramids of the law. So you cannot at a time when the police are saying that we want to do our work, we want to come and say we're going to stop that because we want to do our operations. However, no one must be prevented of any of their rights.
And Germany says it's examining how to respond to the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock says Germany is bound by the court as a country which recognizes the body and respects international law. The court also issued arrest warrants for former Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and Hamas leader Mohammed Deif. They are accused of crimes against humanity and war crimes in the conflict in Gaza. World leaders have been split on the international court's decision. Many of Israel's allies have criticized the warrants, with U.S. President Joe Biden calling the move outrageous. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, meanwhile says enforcing the warrants is not a political decision. The South African government has welcomed it, saying it's a step towards justice. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Springboks face Wales in their final test of 2024 tomorrow afternoon. Themba Bavuma says his Proteas test team have a lot to be excited about going into the summer. And Man City versus Spurs highlights the return of the Premier League this weekend.